Issues on your mind. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us as we launch here into the third hour, taking your calls about anything. We'll continue Sam's story here in a little bit about how he was assaulted and threatened, and some of the other activists were also similarly assaulted and threatened today. It's when they touch your stuff, that's assault, right? Not battery?
No, I tried to get this out of the police officer at the station. I asked him, if I snatch that piece of paper out of your hand, is that assault? And he said, no. I said, well, is it battery? And he said, no. So is it a crime? And he wouldn't answer. He wouldn't tell me what it was. But I'm not going to snatch the piece of paper out of his hand and watch him do nothing. And he wasn't, you know, willing to really go into detail on that.
We'll get back to your story in a moment. Let's go to your phone calls, though, Dan, and the rest of these guys have been waiting patiently. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live in New York.
Hello.
Hey, Dan, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to say that I've really enjoyed listening to you guys.
Well, thanks. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
I could apologize for voting for Obama.
That's all right. Mark voted for George Bush once or something, didn't you?
No, I voted for Jeb Bush once.
Oh, okay, that's bad enough.
Yeah, it's not great.
We've all made mistakes.
Well, I don't. You know, the fact is, your vote didn't count for anything because Obama. It's a one vote win in the United States. In at least.
That was me. No, he's still there.
Okay, it's a one vote win. So in your particular state, likely, and you know, it doesn't really matter whether Obama won by 100 votes, 100,000 votes. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I kind of just drank the Kool-Aid with the media and stuff. So.
Well, now you are out and you are free, and your mind is getting in a more free way. So that's a good thing. And anything else on your mind tonight, Dan?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello. Well, I usually don't pimp my work, but if Dan would just go to Google and type in the mendacity of hope, he would find a three-part article written by me on why liberals should be very disappointed with Barack Obama. So sorry to do that. I usually don't do it.
That's okay. What was it called again?
Okay. It was called The Mendacity of Hope.
I'm sure there's plenty that you can write about it. Even though it's only been a few months, he certainly has broken a lot of promises already.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the overarching point of my article series was that he's basically the third term of George W. Bush.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but that's not why I called tonight. I called because I have a friend who is probably a traditional conservative, you know, not so excited about McCain until Palin signed on, then got pretty excited. You know what I mean? But overall, not very thrilled with the Republicans at all, you know, anyway. Mm-hmm. She is in college, and they're talking about the merits of socialized medicine in one of her classes. And I, you know, it was a cell phone, so she got cut off. I didn't get the entire story, but here's what I got. She's taking this class. They're talking about socialized medicine, socialized healthcare. And I guess it's the economic aspect of it, but also, you know, where the rubber meets the road aspect also, you know,
the colleges are a venue to promote socialism. And so, you know, they're talking about this.
I told her that too. I said, I've met so many academes in the last few years, that have told me, I mean, straight up that, you know, the colleges are basically breeding grounds for communists. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's just call a spade, right? They're communists. And she said that of 60 people, you know, they had to write this report. And of 60 reports, two of them, hers and another girl's, were against the idea of socialized medicine. So the professor got these two girls by themselves and said, well, if they don't like socialized medicine, they're going to have to back up their claims and present a really good argument on why it's bad. Because, you know, I guess in her little, in her paper, she wrote that, you know, the waiting lines and, you know, that you're going to have to do rationing because whenever something is perceived as being free, the demand goes through the roof. It goes to infinity and the supply can never keep up with infinity. So you're going to have to start rationing. This leads to the waiting lines and so forth, like we see in Canada. And so she started asking the professor, how come you're not badgering the other 58 people who agreed with you? How come you're only badgering us and making us provide sources and things like this. So I guess in a way I'm calling to ask for advice on where to go, for information on one hand, and on the other hand also just to speak, you know, to the idea that the university system is basically just nothing but status brainwashing.
Well, there are some exceptions, I think, out there. Obviously, we had Walter Block on as a guest a few weeks ago, and he's in the university system. So clearly within the system, there are a few exceptions to the rule. But generally, it's a very statist system, whether the person is promoting socialism or they're promoting fascism or whatever it is that their particular political belief system is that they want to indoctrinate the youth with, it's usually statism. But that said, you're looking for information as far as things that she could cite?
I gave her Mises. I just told her, I said, go to Mises.org. There's a search function there, the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Of course, you guys mention it quite often on this show.
And I think Lou Rockwell.
Lou Rockwell.
Maybe
we got cut off.
Okay, I understand that she's going to want to go and find sources and things like that and cite statistics and all that, but it seems to me the most persuasive point on this and any issue of freedom is the freedom issue and the point that that with socialized medicine there's force being applied in this particular market, and it's just not nice to threaten people in order to get them to do something for you. And if there's a right to health care, then that suggests that you have a right to somebody else's labor, because if there's a right, that means somebody has to provide it, and there's not robots out there that are going to do it for you, so it's going to be a human being. So
sure.
I would cut down to those talk about striking the root. I would strike to the root of the issue of human freedom.
Sure, yeah, that's a good point. I did think about that, but as I said, she was driving through a canyon, so we got disconnected. I did think about that because, you know, just like in the Monty Python skit, there's the violence inherent in the system. You know, it's just not a funny cliche. It's actually true. I mean, you can't name. None of your callers can call in tonight and name a single government program that doesn't have it at the very heart of it, violence or the threat of violence.
No doubt about it. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
You know, that's about it. I just want Sam to get back to his story. That was really interesting.
We'll get to that. Thank you, Stephen, for the call. Let's talk first to Brad in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a pretty good story about California's government.
Okay, sure.
So you guys are aware that we're currently about, I think, $24 billion in debt, right?
You mean the government of California? Not you. You personally aren't in debt.
Oh, yeah. My mistake.
Right.
Anyway, so around Los Angeles, we just had the big Michael Jackson memorial and everything, right?
Uh-huh. So
there was a lot of cops and security, you know, doing security for the place, and they decided they were going to buy them all lunch. So originally, they were going to get it from Subway, which would have been, you know, fairly inexpensive. But instead, they decided to get food from this other store, like 80 miles away, that costs five times as much.
So wait, this is the government buying its police lunch? It wasn't the Michael Jackson funeral people buying it lunch?
No, I'm pretty sure it was the state.
Okay.
So they basically just, you know, flushed another few more million down the toilet when they could have saved a ton of money.
Well, it's not their money.
Right, sure. Hey, who cares?
Yeah.
The federal government's going to bail them out anyway, so it won't matter. Long run.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, actually, it will matter because we'll all lose wealth from our bank accounts. All the money that we have will become worth less as a result of the inflation that the federal government will fix California's problem with. And how long they can continue going back to the federal government is going to be another question. Where that will all lead when California can't pay back the loan, I don't know. What will happen politically to California if they become in debt to the federal government for bailing them out of their financial troubles? I mean, we know that the federal government took over GM. They took over GM. They're now operating a car company. Could the federal government take over California even more so than it currently is? I mean, the feds kind of already own the states in a way because the states basically bow down to the feds and they do whatever. They grovel at the feet of the feds in order to get cash, payments, and handouts. But if it's a loan situation, how will that change the allegiance to the feds?
I mean, it's more leverage, but
right.
They're still going in doing DEA raids on going against the will of the state. So I don't know. What are they trying to gain from that?
I don't know either.
It's just collapse of the government, and they don't want people to lose faith.
So is there more, Brad? Did you even start your story yet?
That's about it.
Okay, thanks for the call. I don't know where I am tonight. But we are going to get back to Sam's story here in moments. 800-259-9231 of how he was assaulted today, him and a group of activists attacked by the court security officers. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 8, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9.1740. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9.4391, $4.7195 for the half ounce, or $2.3598 for a quarter ounce. That's $9.4391, $4.7195, and $2.3598.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features, and we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including Facebook. We've got our Facebook profile, and you can become a fan, as it is called, just by going to facebook.freetalklive.com. Look for the Become a Fan link. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. Of course, this program is brought to you by the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org is the website. The idea is to gather as many liberty-minded activists together in the same geographic region as possible. It's already begun. The official move hasn't even started yet, but hundreds of people have already just decided, screw this, I'm not waiting. I'm getting to New Hampshire as quickly as possible. Sam, you're one of the early movers. Mark and I also moved a few years ago. We're early movers as well. People are targeting different areas of the state, but the Keene area is a relatively popular one. It's becoming quite the destination, and it's because we've been marketing it. The other areas of the state don't really market themselves beyond perhaps the Grafton guys, which is kind of a little town up in the northwest area, northwest of Concord. But as far as a city destination, Keene is being marketed fairly heavily, and it's starting to work out. It's my understanding that you and another one of the activists went out to Taproom Tuesdays last night, which is the Manchester being the big city with 100,000 people living there, just within the city limits. There's more on the outside, obviously. But pretty populated area compared out here in Cheshire County. And they said, I think I heard that there were only about 40-something people at Taproom Tuesdays.
Yeah, no, they told me that was a light night, that normally there's more folks. But we were similar comparative in size.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking, is that Keene and its social Sundays, which is our weekly social gathering, is starting to catch up. We're not quite there to Manchester size yet, but we're getting there.
There are several activists in the last few weeks who have moved from Manchester out here to Keene, and more
right.
planning to do that.
And people are coming in all the time. I think I heard somebody today say they were coming into Keene. When we talk to people about where they're thinking about moving, Keene is on the top of their list of options that they're looking at. So if these bureaucrats here in the Keene area think that this is it, if these bureaucrats that are trying to ban cameras from all of the city offices, which is what you found out today, and that are preventing people from engaging in the freedom of the press, threatening people with arrest, if they think they can just keep getting away with this and that there won't be an increase in activism as a result, they just aren't paying attention. Aren't they reading our blogs? I know they are.
They are. The lady, the assistant city manager, came up and said the only thing that she was disappointed in from the tax story where you went in and paid with dollars.
This is the same lady that told you to stop recording?
Yes.
Okay.
She was upset that somebody referred to her as the middle-aged lady. So, now, that wasn't in the video. I think she was actually reading the Free Keene Forum about that post.
Yep, so, that's where that was. So they read the forums, they read the blogs. You'd think they'd make the connection, because we've made it explicitly on the blogs at freekeene.com saying, look, you guys are just attracting more people to this area with this behavior. When you crack down on activists, when you throw Andrew Carroll in jail for 9 days for having marijuana bud in his hand, when you throw Sam in jail for 58 days for filming in a courtroom and not giving his name, when you throw Dave Ridley in jail, you there's videos that are made, that are posted online, that promote Keene, that point out the tyranny that's happening here, that get people excited and get them to want to come here and join in this movement. If they wanted to extend their power, if they wanted to lord over people for as long as possible, they would ignore us. And we've made it clear, so I know they've read them, but they just can't help themselves, can they? Whenever a camera comes in, they've got to do something about it.
Their authority. I mean, that's what everything rests on, and that's what we go in to really question and show people, and that's the one thing that they'd have no choice.
So it doesn't matter what the words on paper say, what their supposed rules say. It doesn't matter that the highest law of the land, according to them, the Constitution, says there should be freedom of the press. It doesn't matter that the New Hampshire Constitution also enshrines the freedom of the press, probably even better than the U.S. Constitution.
That's correct.
It doesn't even matter that their own statutes say that you're allowed to come in and record to videotape or to photograph the documents. You'd gone into the bureaucrats today, into the offices today, brought some activists, brought some cameras to open up some of the files and to take a look at them, and they had a real problem with it. In fact, it got to the point where you called the police down. They were demanding you turn off the cameras. They were demanding you, saying you couldn't even photograph the documents, even though the law says you can, just contradicting themselves all over the place. You call the cop down there. The cop comes in. He refuses to do anything. In fact, he assists them in taking the papers from your hands. You had gotten the court documents that you were looking at. While you were looking at them, you hadn't finished with them yet, and they were still open for business, so you should have been able to. They snatched the papers out of your hands, and I think that's where we left off the story. The cop walked out of the room saying you could come out and talk to him outside.
Yeah, so I stayed in there. I wasn't about to leave. And we were still also waiting for this hearing at 3 o'clock, where the judge was going to decide if we could photograph the documents like
right.
the law says. So 3 o'clock rolls around. after, you know, nothing happens, of course. So about 3:10, I go back up to the window again. And, you know, hey, what's going on? Oh, we have another hearing. We can't get to it yet. And then eventually they come back and say, oh, you can't do this today. And here's the clerk of the court's number. You'll have to call him and schedule an appointment. And again, I ask, well, where is that exactly in this?
A special appointment to come in and photograph the paperwork.
Yeah, because, well, they've created all of these unlawful rules.
Yeah, it says in their law
cameras
that any day that they're open, you can come in and do that.
Yes, yes.
But now you need an appointment.
Yeah, and special permission, and they have to, you know, arrange all these things, apparently. It's absurd.
Yeah.
So then I call back to the chief of police. I ask for the chief and get directed to one of the lieutenants, and they tell me I can leave a voicemail. So I leave him a voicemail. He doesn't call me back. Another 30 minutes goes by. Eventually, I go back up to the window, and this is where the bailiff's getting just went nuts. He started yelling. I asked him to lower his voice. He tells me, you can't stand up at the window. You better stop bothering these people. And
you're bothering them
telling
now.
Me to leave. I explain, you know, this is when I'm trying to get the order from the sign, and he's telling me, oh, you've already got one. I've never gotten a copy of that.
Right. You've tried a couple times, I think.
Yeah. And eventually he gets really upset. He grabs my arm. One of the other, he's like, all right, that's it. One of them jerked me forward. The other one jerked me back. I almost fell to the ground just because they were yanking me around so much.
Jeez.
And the other bailiff goes, whoa, whoa, take it easy. Take it easy. Don't, you know. And
we don't need another lawsuit.
They stopped and let me go all of a sudden. The other people in the room were just like, I can't believe that. And they're jumping up saying, why are you assaulting him? What are you doing? And, you know. Eventually, I decide, all right, let's get out of here. Let's go to the police station, since they're not obviously going to come here to fill out a report and do their duty as they swear an oath to uphold. Let's go down there and fill out the report.
So wait, now filling out the report, it's just an administrative thing, right? There's no when you fill out a police report, they can look into it or not. They can just kind of shovel it aside and, right. You know, say, oh, you know, nothing here. There's no real action they have to take when you fill out one of their complaint forms, right?
Correct. So we discussed that. When eventually I got the supervisor out, I asked why it took 45 minutes for a police officer to show up, why they ignored the second call. He said, well, I have no answer for that.
How long did you have to wait before he came out to talk to you?
15 minutes, probably.
In the meantime, between when you were leaving the court or when you were hanging around the court and the cops were being called and you would ask me to listen to the scanner feed to hear what they were saying about the situation, one of the cops, the cop that left the room after talking to you, he said, I'm clear this is entirely foolishness. He doesn't want to follow their rules. Later he says he doesn't like their rules. I'll tell you the other one in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So you can help us with that for $3 a month and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue to tell you the story. Sam is regaling us with what happened today in the City of Keene building. Oh, we should also point out that this program is brought to you by ThinkTwiceNews.com, I believe.
That's correct.
ThinkTwiceNews.com, which is a brand newish, as of 2009, source for liberty-oriented video programming. Sam, have you seen some of the Think Twice News product?
I've seen a few of them. They look interesting.
Pretty good so far. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to the one they do about the Fed at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but apparently that's not the one that they posted, though there is a new episode up now at ThinkTwiceNews.com of Jason Osborne's Defiance Tea Party that he threw. There in Defiance, Ohio, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI was behind that. Their first tea party was pretty good because, well, Jason is a voluntarist, as at least as I understand it. He might describe himself differently. But if you're a voluntarist and you're organizing the tea party, then you get to have a little more say-so over what happens there. So we'll see what that was like. ThinkTwiceNews.com.
In the one that I guess they're uploading two videos this evening.
Okay.
And in the one that's uploading right now, apparently Jason gets spicy with a law enforcement officer.
Ooh, oh, yeah, that's right. Cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that, too. All right, ThinkTwiceNews.com. As we go back to Sam's story you went down to the City of Keene offices today with a handful of activists to do an open records request. You went in, as per their rules, saying that you could look at their records as long as they're open for business. You can go in, you can take the records, you can photograph them. That's what you thought, at least. Then when you showed up with your cameras, they told you no cameras allowed. Well, how am I supposed to photograph these if there are no cameras allowed? Well, too bad, you can't. They got rough with you. They actually threatened to arrest you, I believe, at some point.
Yes.
They grabbed you as though they might be arresting you.
They told 280 that he was under arrest, but they never actually arrested him.
They tried to steal phones from the activists. They were just being very rude and very mean. You have to come back now. You have to call the clerk to schedule an appointment to actually see the records and photograph them. When that will end up happening, who knows? It may be another month before they get around to even answering your calls.
I'll be back sooner than that.
Yeah, absolutely. So they just keep making it worse for themselves. They've now banned cameras from the entire city building. It used to be that the cameras were banned from the court just the court offices. Now it's the entire building as far as any office in the building. So they just want to make it worse. They just want to attract more activists here. They just apparently want more cameras in their building, because I have a feeling that's what they're going to get as a result of this. So you being pretty fed up with what happened, you went to the police department to file a report against the bailiffs for assaulting you and the other activists, and you were basically told that they'll investigate. Just fill out this paperwork here and we'll look into it.
Yeah, and I was explaining, this is a voluntary statement, right? It carries no effect of law. Well, no, it doesn't. And I said, well, you know, I've seen a crime. These people are witnesses also to a crime. Are you going to do anything about it? Well, he wouldn't do anything until I filled out the form and everybody filled out their little papers, and then they would investigate and decide if something needs to be done.
Right, he would decide if a law had been broken.
And I asked him, you know, if some police officers had seen this or somebody had done this to a police officer, would you be asking the other cops and the other witnesses to fill out a form and then you would send it to some investigators and let them figure it out if there was a crime committed, or would you just be arresting people?
Yeah, would they just go and take action if it was one of their own?
Right. So, you know, nothing good to say to this. And
at least he wasn't being rude and demanding the cameras go away. To his credit,
right,
there were three cameras. I had arrived on the scene by this point, and there were already two other activists there with cameras recording this. So that by the time I got there, there were three.
Right. And actually, the delay of him getting there was because he had just arrived at the court, I think, as we were leaving. And I explained, well, the bailiffs attacked me. I'm not going to sit there and wait for them. They were getting extremely hostile. So I came to the police station. So he had to drive back out.
So just as an example of the kind of good old boy mentality, the mentality of we're all on the same team versus them, the us versus them concept that just to prove that point, here are a couple of the excerpts from when I was listening to the scanner feed to hear what the cops were saying. One of the cop that had left, or initially after you had talked to them, said, I'm clear, and that's their code for saying that they're available for service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm clear. This is entirely foolishness. He doesn't want to follow their rules. And then later on, he said he doesn't like their rules and thought calling the police was going to change things.
No, imagine that. Well, you know, he didn't want to hear what the law was. He didn't want to hear RSA 91A. He didn't,
right, because he's biased.
He doesn't
He's biased
care.
Against his biased in the favor of his buddies at the court.
So, you know, if I'm sitting there trying to explain that a law is being broken and he doesn't really care, what remedy do I really have? I mean, are the police coming out and serving people if, you know, if it's one of their guys, they're not even going to look into the law. If they don't know the law, you know, they're just going to say, well, I'm not going to look into that, and there's no problem here, and leave.
They have no obligation, as we've said so many times. And that's basically what this guy told you at one point, is that, you know, he didn't really have to do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I doubt he will. So what
but
I'm
you
going
are
going to
fill out their paperwork, or what? How are you
going
to handle that?
No, I've taken their template, and I'm going to change it up a little, turn it into a criminal complaint.
I'm sorry, we can't accept this unless it's on our official paperwork.
Oh, no, they will accept it. And I'll get it notarized. We'll do the same thing for some of the witnesses who saw what happened today, and we'll deliver those to the police and see if they want to put them in front of the grand jury. I'm sure they'll be jumping through hoops to do that, don't you think?
Yeah, no, they don't.
Well, at some point, we may have to bring cameras in and talk to the police chief or something like that. Really kind of put more pressure on these guys.
Yeah, well, and that's who I had asked for, but they pawned me off on one of the
lieutenants.
Lieutenants,
yeah. So that's the end of the story for today, right? Today's exciting activism.
That was it, yeah.
You can come up here and get involved in all this, whether it's here in Keene or elsewhere in New Hampshire, because the police are as tyrannical elsewhere. It's just that they don't, there aren't as many people challenging that particular aspect of the system. I think there's a guy over in Dover who's been doing a pretty decent job, kind of all on his own. But come on up here, head over to freekeene.com or go to move.freekeene.com to read 111 reasons to move up here. And I would have to say the sooner you can get anywhere in New Hampshire, the better. I realize that the Free State Project has got over 9,000 members. We still have to get to 20,000 before a lot of people are going to end up moving. But I have to say that this is where the action is. This is where the activism is. This is where liberty has a chance.
And it's happening right now.
Yeah, right. It's starting already.
It has already begun, and it's going to get more exciting as time goes on. We're seeing far more people here now and active now than we saw just a year ago. A year from today, it's going to be even better. 2 years down the line, I swear, when I talk to people, they're saying they're either moving in a year or two. Most people are saying a year or two. Maybe some people are in college or 3-4 years. But a year to 4 years out, we're going to see tremendous increases in activism here. And what we really need are the leaders. We need the people that are willing to be the target, if you will. Because whenever you start something up here, there is always that chance that the government people will target you as a result of you being the instigator on whatever the activity is.
Well, you know, people may not be ready to do that today. You may just be willing to ask some questions or take some of the little steps. But up here, being around some of the activists that do all of these amazing things, you will be put in an environment where you can really learn how to interact with these guys and do more and more aggressive, or not, I wouldn't use the word aggressive, but more and more
stepping out of your comfort zone,
yes,
and getting more comfortable with taking action and asking the questions and doing all of those things. And you're right.
Right.
Being around people like you, Sam, that are more experienced at that kind of thing.
Yeah, let's learn from some mistakes that have been made, I would recommend, instead of just coming in both barrels.
But no, what I was saying, though, is
at some point, use both barrels.
What we need, we've got a lot of people that are willing to jump up and do things when they're given the opportunity to do them. But what we need are more people that are willing to create those opportunities. We need the doers, the instigators, not necessarily agitators. Agitators are fine too, but we need the instigators, the people that are going to take an idea and run with it and say, let's go ahead and do this. I mean, just as an example, here in the Keene area, we're now coming up on, in August, we'll have been doing fully informed jury outreach for an entire year. Every single time there's a jury selection process, we have been there handing fully informed jury information to these jurors, potential jurors, to let them know they have the right to say not guilty based on their opinion of the law itself. We've done that consistently. And I put the word out there to the other activists, just challenge them. It's a friendly challenge. Hey, why don't you start this in your area of New Hampshire? No one has done it yet.
I'm
so
amazed.
I am too. That's why we need more of the instigators up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 800-259-9231. We'll sneak your call here in the remaining moments of the program. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features, and those features include live streams, a broadband version, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls here about whatever you want. It's Todd in Michigan on the upline. Hey, Todd. Todd?
Michigan? Hey, Ian. Hey. Mark, I'm here.
Yep,
hey.
Sam's here, too. What's on your mind, Sam?
Here?
Yes, Todd.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. My Skype connection seems to be kind of going iffy tonight. I don't know if you guys had seen this movie that came out many years ago. It came out in the early 80s. And I saw it on, I think it was Showtime or Cinemax.
What was the movie?
DVR. It's called Kidco. Ever seen that movie?
Kidco?
Yeah.
I have not. Either of you gents seen this one? No. Mm-hmm.
Nor heard of it.
So,
yeah, this movie...
Go ahead.
This movie came out back in the mid-80s in 84. It was about these youngsters who tried to start a startup company, a manure shoveling business. And they were taking away the market share and the customers from this big manure. This guy who was probably the richest in the county in California. And next thing you know, these kids, they're like 10, 11, 12, maybe 14 years of age, who are running this family-run business, and they're facing opposition from the IRS, the county tax boards. They're operating a business without a seller's permit, which was very much of a license at the time. They didn't even have a license to operate a business. They're facing, you know, all these sorts of violations such as, you know, not abiding by sales tax returns.
Why would you need a license to shovel manure? This is like kids going out mowing lawns for people.
That's exactly right. But you need it because they're trying to protect the existing manure shovelers, the guys that have been established. This is why licenses exist. It's not to protect the consumers. It's to protect the existing businesses. And
right.
So because they came in and didn't jump through the hoops as a bunch of kids, why would they? They wouldn't even know what the hoops are. They went in. They just did what they were going to do, and the system retaliated against them. It's so common that anybody that threatens the establishment, that threatens the good old boys network, they come down hard on them. And so, was this a true story, Todd?
They claim that it really happened. I don't know if it's true, but I thought it was a wonderful film about the fact that these kids had imagination, they had desire, they had all these things that shape and define what entrepreneurs want.
And the state did their best to crush it out of them, right?
No, actually, they won at the end of the film, but they had agreed to basically pay some fines and get a special seller's permit. So they won.
So they didn't win.
The tax charge.
But they didn't win because they still lost. They still lost their time, and they still lost in that they paid up. They ponied up something. They jumped through some hoops, and that's what the state wants. Even if you don't jump through all of the hoops, just jump through this one hoop. Sam, just go out that door and talk to us. Just, fill out this one form. Just do something for us. Give us your name. That kind of thing.
And it was funny because, the state was trying to charge them that they weren't paying their sales tax on the manure. But it's interesting because he made the case that the manure had already been taxed when it was already, being sold to them.
It was feed.
And they're being double taxed on the other end. So, they won that case. But it was I thought it was a fantastically done film, and it didn't treat the kids like they were idiots.
And it was called Kid Co.
I wish it was out on DVD. I wish people would actually see it. But it's a fine example of what the state can do to even a bunch of youngsters who can start a business.
It reminds me
of the early age.
Yeah, it reminds me of the stories that we've read on this show about kids going out and starting like a lemonade stand and having the cops come up and demand they show a permit and shutting lemonade stands down. I mean, so it's not an uncommon story. It sounds believable to me, and I'm glad you called up. You said it was Kidco. Todd, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's all about obedience at every single time, every single issue. It's about you do as we say or else. And you always lose. Whenever it's the state coming after you, it's always a loss, because even if you win the court case, you still lost your time. You're never going to get those 58 days back, Sam.
Right.
I mean, it was probably worth it to you in the long run because it helped bring more people here, and it was an interesting experience, and you got to grow personally while you were in there. You had a spiritual...
They took my first spring in New Hampshire. I can never get that back. I never got to see all of the trees come alive, the place kind of shake off the winter, because I was locked in a cage with a view out the window of a concrete wall.
I'll tell you, spring in New Hampshire really is something.
Beautiful.
It's amazing because you're knowing, after you've seen it the first time, you know sort of what's going to happen, and that all the flowers are really going to be out. And it's
there's
just
an anticipation.
It's not like Florida, land of flowers, where flowers are around all the time. It's like suddenly, boom, the color's everywhere.
Yeah. So, just to go back to something I was saying earlier about the New Hampshire and the Free State Project, this movement of liberty-minded people coming here and getting active for freedom. When I said that we need more instigators, I didn't mean to make it sound like there was nothing happening. There's a lot going on. I think the problem is the instigators are instigating, and they're probably have their hands full. I know that up in Concord, there's a lot going on in the political realm, and everywhere there's something happening. There's a lot happening. There's much to choose from for those who aren't the instigator types, who aren't really the leadership types. But I think that the more leaders we have here in New Hampshire getting active, the better, because there's a lot that's not being done that could be done that wouldn't be hard to do if someone would just step up and take that role.
Yeah, and as they start to get flooded more and more and being almost attacked or forced to show their hand on all of these different issues and all of these different areas, at some point they're going to feel pretty beat up and start, I would think, retreating or pulling back at some point and realize that, okay, look, we've been fighting these guys. We've been just cracking down, and it's not working. There's just more and more of them, and they just keep coming at us in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we shouldn't try and fight them.
I hope they can come out to the conclusion sooner rather than later.
Me too.
But then again, the more they crack down, the worse it's going to get for them as far as more activists coming in. So to some extent, I welcome it.
There needs to be, and I support the activists in this area, we need to be able to use cameras wherever, in any public venue.
This is a hill worth dying on.
It is. It absolutely is. You have to be able to record the judges, bailiffs, clerks, cops, anybody who works for the city. They're working with your money. I mean, they're spending your tax dollars on their paychecks. The ground you're standing on was paid for with tax dollars. These people have no right. They're not in the right. They are dead wrong on this one. They're breaking the law.
But they've got cells and men with guns,
absolutely.
So they'll get away with it.
That's why, you know, the activists do need to stand up for this one. And the fact is the bureaucrats cannot win because they know they're wrong.
I think about the records that are kept in that clerk's office. I mean, there are all of the marriage records, but also all the voting records.
Mm-hmm.
How can you go in there and validate voting records or do anything like that if they're prohibiting cameras?
How can you have freedom of the press if they're prohibiting cameras?
Yeah.
It's such an absurdity, and it really begs for another bit of activism. So I know that you're going to be going back in at some point here, Sam, to follow up on the request that you had made, because you did put in a request at the clerk's office to get some paperwork from them.
Correct.
And you're still waiting to see the records in an appropriate manner at the court.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you think you're going to go back in? Is it next week or a couple weeks out?
I'll have to call Larry tomorrow, the court clerk, find out, you know, when I'm allowed to come in during the business hours to film these things. And I'm also, the lawyer's coming out. We're going to go get the camera from the police department sometime later this week.
They're going to let you have it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. They want a copy of the footage. They just can't figure out how to get it off of there. So it's just way too newfangled and complicated for them.
So it's pretty exciting. I think that this new ban on cameras in the entire city building is going to result in more activists coming in there with more cameras. At least that's what I think. That's what I think the response should be. You don't want these cameras? Okay, let's just bring some more in then. How many people can you arrest for this?
And more and more of the local activists are stepping up to fill that role. I mean, there were three people there with cameras today filming.
That's true. The courage that some show spreads to the others, and that, of course, will spread outside of the area, and the people will see that, wow, those people in the team, they've got some huevos, and I'm going to come up there and get involved.
And when there's 10, 20 people with cameras, are they going to arrest them all?
They don't have enough cops for that. You'd have to just stand there as they were arresting you and go along with it. And if a percentage of those 10 or 20 people begins to cooperate, they really have a problem on their hands.
Yes, they do.
We're done. It's Vinny in here with you.
And I'm Sam. I am.
And Mark. Back tomorrow night. Visit Sam and his website, obscuredtruth.com. Visit our website, freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.